The village water department, in conjunction with environmental construction at Stony Point, were able to dig it up. It was on Wayne Avenue, and there were several layers of concrete below the asphalt, so it was quite an undertaking that they were able to do.
You know, we think about washing our glasses and dishes all the time after we use them. Now we think about underground water mains going back to the 1800s, full of who knows what, and it's like, let the water run for about an hour before you use it, I think.
Well, I wasn't told even to do that. But
no.
I just wanted to alert those people who knew the water was off that they can start using it.
How does Suffern water taste, do you think? Are you proud of your water in general?
I think we probably have the best tasting water in the whole Rampo Valley.
No.
It comes from an aquifer. It's all natural, with the exception that the Board of Health mandates that we treat it. I'm not happy with it, but we're mandated to do it.
That's right. You're a man. You want to have that water the way it comes out, au natural.
You're right.
In fact, isn't there like a brand, Suffern bottled water?
I think we could sell it.
You should do that, you know?
Well, just remember one thing, Freddie.
Yes.
The village of Suffern supplies water at about half the rate that United Water Technologies supplies the surrounding community. So I'm very proud of that.
I'd buy that brand. You're darn right. I have United. The United was the Spring Valley water, right?
That's right.
Ugh, that is disgusting. That water is so heinous that I will not drink
really
that water.
Well, unfortunately, we have to treat the water. Although several years ago we were up at the Board of Health and they gave us a waiver for about 6 months, but the most interesting part of it, I think you'd like to know, that even though we treat the water, we have to untreat it before we can pump it back into the Rampo River. And I could never understand why it's all right for us to drink it, but not the fish.
That's amazing.
You'll have to take up with the Board of Health.
So you treat the water for the people,
and
then the water goes into the sewer, down the drain, if you will, and then at that point you have to untreat the water to ultimately dump it.
To put it back into the river, that's absolutely true.
Amazing.
It is amazing.
Well,
I could never understand it either.
Is the water, do you use fluoride for the treatment?
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, the problem is the fish is, the teeth in the fish, horrible. They get too shiny and their defense mechanism is lost. It's terrible.